fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 20th of January. The prepper tip of the day: please pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Maintain situational awareness and get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip: hunker down, watch, wait, listen, stay at home. Do not go to Washington, D.C. today. I repeat, do not go to Washington, D.C. today. Do not go to any of the 50 state capitals today. There is just trouble waiting, and you do not need to be part of that. Nothing good can come of it. So stay away from the United States Capitol, Washington, D.C. Stay away from the 50 state capitals today, Wednesday the 20th. Also, my YouTube account has been pulled for 1 week. We'll be back on YouTube next Monday. We're already set up a Rumble account. We'll stay with YouTube until the 1st of February, when we'll be dropping YouTube and just continue with Rumble for my private archives here at Republic Broadcasting. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began his quest to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with international commerce conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at amazon.com. And his current article posted today is titled Inauguration Day, Utopia Limited or the Flowers of Regression. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, history is being made as we speak. Looks like there'll be an inauguration in just about 2 hours, unless something changes that, which I would love to see the U.S. military step in and stop a man who is clearly an agent, either willingly or unwilling, of the Communist Chinese from becoming president of the United States. His vice president has the perfect communist resume, Kamala Harris. The Republic is in serious trouble, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I would say one of the most corrupt senators in American history and the most left-wing senator in American history have gone to the White House. It's yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, as I said in my article, I quoted Karl Marx commenting on Hegel's statement that in history, all personages and characters occur twice. The first time is tragedy, the second time is farce, and this instance is farce.
Well,
these two.
Unfortunately, the farce would have control of the executive branch of our government, which is a massive amount of control. All investigations at the Department of Justice concerning voter fraud will end by the end of the day today. All investigations to the criminal activity of Hunter Biden will end before the day is over, which includes his father, soon-to-be President Joe Biden. The communists will be given free rein to do what they damn well please. I understand by the end of the day that it will be back in the Paris Climate Accords, by the way, and that immigration will be changed back to where it's come on down if you're an illiterate barefoot peasant from Guatemala, but if you've got a master's in engineering, Caucasian Christian, you won't be allowed in the country. That's where we're headed, sir.
Well, we've been here before with President Obama. And of course, the economy with the COVID and everything, there's no hope for there'll be no hope for a recovery of the economy with these people in. They'll spend money, whatever money has been spent on this COVID thing so far, will be nothing compared to what they're going to spend next. And so we can look forward to,
You're right, Jeff.
Could say, desperate times economically.
Well, initially, Joe Biden said there would be a 100-day lockdown for COVID-19. Now he's, as of a week or so ago, he amended that to a 100-day mandatory mask wearing. But that could easily change back to a 100-day lockdown as well, couldn't it? Which would finish off our economy, wouldn't it, sir?
Yeah, it would be very bad. I mean, look, we're in a... These people are not very smart. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris aren't very smart. The people around them are ideologues. They're people who believe in things that aren't really true. They are as distorted in their thinking as you can get. And they don't believe in or they don't know a lot about economics. And that's the problem. It's a massive problem because our existence, our modern existence, is predicated on a free economy. The other bad thing is that we live in an information economy because we've gone into, the Silicon Valley, and they're all gung-ho to restrict the speech of their political opposition. But in the information economy, if you start to restrict people's speech, you are restricting the information. You are destroying the brain of the free society, which is the freedom to think and to express yourself. And as soon as that starts to be eroded away, you're going to have a real problem because this information society will start to fail in many different ways.
All right, we got a caller on hold, and he's calling from the future because it is Thursday in New Zealand. We got Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got two to three things for Jeff. The first thing is, I think during the week, I was talking with a Twitter contact in Hong Kong. He was telling me about the origins of the Hong Kong democracy movement. And apparently he gave me some information on how the Hong Kong democracy movement started. The movement itself started when Margaret Thatcher was in Beijing negotiating with Deng Xiaoping on the extension on the lease on Hong Kong. But at the same time, I was told that the Chinese leadership, including Deng Xiaoping, ordered the Hong Kong democracy movement to be created. And apparently the task was left to a official in Hong Kong called Su Jiatun. And he left the job to Seto Wah and Martin Lee. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yes, well, you could tell when you read that history that Martin Lee was the person responsible, and because he had proposed a little bit earlier to create this Democratic Party in Hong Kong, which he originally tried to name the Communist Party, but they corrected him. He didn't quite understand what it is they wanted, which is that they wanted a false opposition. But I think he got the idea pretty quickly after that. So, yeah, that's very interesting details, Alex. I had not known it was that exact detail.
The second thing I got for Jeff is, I think a few days ago, I was talking with a friend of mine who is based in the U.S. He is quite worried about the Democrats who are now in control of the Congress and the Senate, because the Democrats are planning to revive two bills that allow Hong Kong people to immigrate to the U.S. And they're doing away with the quota. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, the important thing is not to do away with the security measures. The People's Liberation Army would love to be able to infiltrate agents and provocateurs into the United States. And if they were able to do that in large enough numbers, it is to maintain a violent fifth column in the United States in the event of war would be something we would not want to see. But, of course, knowing the unwariness and the readiness to cooperate with Chinese officials of the new administration, it's one trembles to think what they're going to do.
The third and final thing I got for Jeff is regarding the grand solar minimum. During the end of December and beginning of January, Beijing and Xinjiang recorded cold temperatures that were unheard of, from minus 19 to minus 26. And at the same time, Spain also recorded minus 34, and that has been blamed on the jet stream. And also recently, New Zealand recorded summer snow, which was not meant to happen. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Yeah, well, I might ask you a question. I've moved to the upper Midwest, and it's not that much of more of a mild winter than usual, but it's not a very cold winter. I mean, they can have temperatures like those that you described in China here, and we haven't had that. Is there a reason? Do you know any reason scientifically why China is being blessed with with all the effects of the grand solar minimum, and the North America is not so far?
I'm not really sure, but one of the theories that's being proposed is that the jet stream has drastically changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that the jet stream, that with the grand solar minimum, the jet stream becomes where it typically moves from west to east in a straight line. It now has an irregular, it could have north-south type shifts. And it seems that's what's happened in China, right? The jet stream has shifted so the air is carried into China from the north across from Siberia, right?
Correct. And also the cold air, from what I've been told by contact, it's also moved as further as south as Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if that will create drought conditions next year rather than flood conditions. Did
I would
any
say
scientific
that is highly
source? Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering. Yeah. Because I've looked into the this weird pattern that really China, when these grand solar minimums occur, for some reason geographically, China's a special area that is the first to be affected in some very negative ways. And of course, this is a great concern because if there's massive drought in China, this could be an impetus to war, because the scarcity of food in the most populous country in the world would be a catastrophe of unthinkable, unimaginable proportions.
All right, Alex, anything else?
That's all I have, Jeff and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Enjoy your Thursday there.
By the way,
it is 9:16 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand right now. Okay. Well, Jeff, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, well, the piece that I wrote, of course, that's up on the site right now, it is the analysis of the current administration. I think the correct analysis of it is that Utopia Limited, the left really thinks, you know, they control the culture, they control the government now. Of course, they always did. I mean, this government, the permanent government, balked President Trump's orders and blocked him at every turn. Now they can go whole hog to the things they believe in. But those things are detrimental to the country. Every one of their policies is detrimental, is destructive in some way of U.S. interests. And how can a great country survive if its interests are undermined by its own policies? This is where we're headed. My only hope is that the people are not so deluded by the news, by the mainstream media, and by these changes in the social media, where dissident voices are not heard anymore. This
not
is where the
heard.
Country's headed.
Not allowed to be heard. Right. Absolutely. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my call. Three things. First of all, Donald Trump still has a couple of hours left to do the right thing and pardon Julian Assange, which I think is essential if he's going to want to retain the moral high ground. You can't leave a man like Julian Assange to rot in prison indefinitely, so I would urge the president to do that on his way out the door. The second thing is the answer to your question about the weather anomalies in China is geoengineering. And if, to confirm this, you can type into your search engine. It should be up on YouTube still, unless they pulled it down. Type in 54-foot waves in the Pacific, what's in the rain and snow. And you will see very mainstream reports in China that were aired on television in China that blame the flooding and the weather anomalies on geoengineering, and they actually show the planes spraying, and they're very specific about calling it geoengineering and weather modification and weather manipulation. So I think whoever is inducing it, China is under geoengineering that's causing these weather anomalies. So once again, 54-foot waves in the Pacific, what is in the rain and snow? And you'll see it for yourself. And there are mainstream reports talking about the geoengineering from other countries other than China as well. I believe Australia was one and some others. But check that out, and you'll see it's very clear what's going on. They show the picture of the flooded rivers, and they're commenting on how weather manipulation is the cause of it. So, and the third thing I wanted to touch on, and this ties the communism together with the Islam, and it's a little bit of a follow-up on your previous hour's guest, but I'd like to get Mr. Nyquist and your Mr. Moore's comment on this. I did a research project because one of the electric companies...
Hold that thought. Let's get back to your question after the break here, Eric. Hold on. We got a break. We're right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'll hope to be installing the one for my granddaughter's car today. Real peace of mind for Grandpa, to say the least. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at amazon.com. And Eric, you had a comment, sir. The break interrupted it.
Yes, gentlemen. In doing a research project, I was trying to track down who really owns the power companies in New York and in the Northeast and in most of the U.S. And I traced it back to, well, first of all, 7 of the major power companies in the Northeast are owned, and many others around the country, are owned by a corporation called Iberdrola. And Iberdrola also goes under the name of Avangrid. And they're one of the largest power suppliers in the world. And they have a real stranglehold on the power companies in the Northeast and around the country. And so knowing that the CEO of the company is a replaceable entity who's not really the shot caller, I wanted to know who the big cheese was, so to speak, behind the electric company. So I typed in institutional holdings, to find out who the big block stockholder is in Iberdrola. And I came up with this acronym QIA. And QIA stands for the Qatari Investment Authority. The Investment Authority of Qatar, the country of Qatar, which is a Muslim country, owns the majority shares of Iberdrola, which is controlling the energy supply around the world as well as the U.S. And guess who the main guy behind the Qatari Investment Authority is? The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. So you can basically trace back to one man the ownership of most of the power supply in the country. So people should know that every time they write a check for their electric bill, that money is going pretty much, after a couple of stops, going to the Emir of Qatar, who I can assure you does not have the best interest of our country at heart. And since I'm big on solutions, I want to mention one last thing and then I'll scoot. Over at my website, courtroomwatch.com, we have posted a criminal trespass warning that we've had very good luck with. It seems to have been very effective in getting the political people to back off on the restrictions, the lockdowns, the business closures, the masking, and the forced vaccinations. So I would recommend people check it out, courtroomwatch.com. Look for the criminal trespass warning. It should be almost right at the top of the home page. You can download it. It's about 40 pages. One page of the criminal trespass part, and then about the rest of it, about 40 pages of supporting data, research, evidence, and et cetera.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Any follow-up there?
Take care.
Appreciate it. Any follow-up there, Jeff, on Eric's comments?
Well, we've allowed something that I don't think our founding fathers would have approved of. We've allowed foreigners to enter into our economy and to own critical things that should be, you know, only owned by Americans, should not be owned by foreigners, people belonging to other civilizations or cultures to which we might at some time in the future come into conflict with. So I think, you know, we should be, I'm not a globalist, so I don't believe in everybody being involved in everybody's economy to that extent. That may not be, when globalism breaks down, which it inevitably will, that may not be a good thing.
May not. I agree. The call number is 512-248-8252. Historic times. Jeff, that's what we have here. Truly historic times, and it's very disheartening to see that the communists have accomplished their goal of seizing control of our executive branch once again. They had it for 8 years under Hussein Obama, and they're back again, aren't they, sir?
Yep.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we'll get through this. I'm not sure what it's going to take, but we will get through it, and we will prevail ultimately. We just need to do that to preserve our republic, don't we?
It's we're in the situation we're
okay.
in. Yeah.
I'm hearing some tones. Are you still with us, Jeff?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
There were some unwanted tones on Skype here, but we got past that. What direction you want to go next, Jeff? We got a break coming up.
Oh, well, I suppose we can talk about, we've talked about the economy a little bit. We could talk about military policy and what it's going to mean.
We certainly can and should do that. Got a live feed here from Washington, D.C. on Newsmax. We got Joe Biden walking across the parking lot there, I assume, on the Capitol grounds. And we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We got some new updates on under COVID-19, including the protocols for using ivermectin. I'm doing these protocols myself to improve my immune system. You can also, it's a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you have issues with arthritis pain, I got something that will help. I got a fresh delivery coming in this week of energy cleaners. I got plenty of mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Issues with sleep, the same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. All the details, we can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. PayPal is great. It's the safest way to make any payment online, by the way. And, of course, you can call my toll-free order line, and you can send me a check. My address is right there if you want to send me a check. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And, Jeff, I just saw Vice President Biden enter the U.S. Capitol building with his wife and Kamala Harris and her husband. And it looks like there's a military band playing there on the Capitol grounds. And this whole thing is moving forward. Jeff, our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat. Okay. Looks like.
Oh, hi.
Are you there, Pat?
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, if you don't already know it, that people, you know, talk about whether should I move to Missouri or Texas or where. You do know that Missouri has just gotten rid of their last abortion clinic.
I've known that for quite a while, my dear. It's been months since that's happened. Yes.
Well. I guess a Planned Parenthood is still open, but they haven't done any in 6 months or something. But there was another Baptist Press, I think, told that. There was another Christian magazine that told that in the last the stimulus plan, Planned Parenthood is trying to get some of the PPP funds, its Paycheck Protection Program, so they can keep their employees while they're not doing the abortions. And they did get it first time, that's my understanding. And they're trying to get it this time. But the fact is, they already get over $600 million from the government anyway. And I'm thinking that Trump's biggest legacy is the Supreme Court. And I do believe that that Roe v. Wade is going to be outlawed, and it's going to come back to each state. So each state will decide on their own. So each state has a lot of work to do to stop that, because I believe that we God would listen more to our prayers if we would just get rid of that, because and that second Chronicles 7:14. If my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. That's good, but what do you pray? I think Daniel 9 is a very good prayer. Just, you know, if they just prayed that and thought about everything that we've done wrong, and the people that don't know how to pray, we could pray for them, and all of us.
All right.
We're all guilty.
Okay.
All guilty. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Any follow-up there, Jeff?
Yeah, well, certainly praying always helps, because God does hear and answer prayer. And of course, we're in this moment of history. I think that that history is arranged by God, by providence, and there is a kind of logic to what is happening, and let's see how it plays out. You just have to watch and have some faith.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. I noticed immediately that Vice President Biden was wearing a mask. And of course, President Trump was not wearing a mask this morning. An immediate, very noticeable difference between the two gentlemen and what they believe, what they understand. In fact, President Trump's family was not wearing a mask either today when he was leaving the White House. And everybody associated with Joe Biden today is wearing a mask. And before the day's over, we're going to be all expected to wear a mask, it looks like, won't we, sir?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's not going to happen. This cowboy is going to wear a mask. And people in my neighborhood aren't going to wear a mask. We got a married couple at the top of the hill, they wear masks every place they go. They're known locally to be liberals. But typically, if I see somebody wearing a mask in a local store, I'll say to them, "You're not from around here, are you?" Because in Crawford County, Missouri, people don't wear masks. It's a rare occasion. Well, Jeff, history's being made. We're watching it happen right here in front of us. It looks like, unless something changes, which the only thing that could change us now, I think, would be a military coup. It looks like we're going to have 4 years of the communists being in charge here, aren't we, sir?
Well, yes, yeah, certainly these people, they believe in a certain version of Marxism. Let's see if they have the nerve to actually try to make it even more like the Soviet version. We certainly know that that kind of thinking is being urged by the communist fronts in this country and the people that in the Communist Party USA and the Revolutionary Communist Party and the World Workers Party, all those people.
Well, that reminds me, Gus Hall was the president of the American Communist Party for decades, and he ran for president many cycles. And finally, he stopped running, and he said, I no longer need to run for president because the Democrats have all my platform planks in it, and I, as the head of the Communist Party, no longer need to do that. Is that pretty accurate, Jeff?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I remember I was invited by a master teacher of mine in 1983, it was March, to hear a speaker talk about improving education in California. That's how I was lured to this meeting. And it was a Communist Party member talking about overthrowing the dictatorship of the bourgeoisie in America by infiltrating the left of the Democratic Party and taking it over from within and electing a communist president. And of course, there would be a severe economic downturn. And of course, what they're calling the Great Reset is really what he was talking about. There would be a Great Reset, then everything would become, overtly communist. And I was quite stunned because I'd never heard anybody quite putting it like that before. I'd never been to a communist speech before, although I'd read the Communist Manifesto at that time and other communist writings. It was interesting. And of course, what you've seen on the left has been sort of the guidance of the communists. You can see that guidance in many of the policies adopted by the left.
Well, we got a high-ranking people walking out into the Capitol area where the vice president is going to be inaugurated. Chuck Schumer just walked out, I assume, with his wife, being jubilant and raising his hands above his head in jubilee that this is all taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Capitol Police all over the place. Yep. Capitol Police in their dress uniforms.
Yeah, it's going to be, our country has these traditions. And, to paraphrase what Karl Marx complained about, 150 years ago, the weight of tradition hangs over us. The weight of all those generations of tradition really does weigh us down. And to break with that tradition of a peaceful transition is something we have not been able to do. I suppose 1861 was the closest we came, where part of the country did not accept the outcome of an election and broke away.
Right.
But in this case, the country went along. And people who were concerned about a fraudulent election just a few weeks ago now say there was no such thing, that it was we were deceived.
Right. Well, it looks like Air Force One is either has landed or is about to land in Florida. I'm not sure which. There's a live feed from airport where he's landing in Florida, and this is a tragic day for our republic. There's no two ways about it. We really needed 4 more years of Donald Trump to break the back of what Hussein Obama did, what 2 Bushes and 1 Clinton did, because all 4 of those presidencies took us down the wrong path, didn't they, sir?
Yeah, well, we haven't been on the right path for a while. If you look at all the policies of the U.S. government pretty steadily that have been created over the last 40 years, most of them tend toward helping our enemies and hurting ourselves. Whether it's education policy, immigration policy, trade policy, military policy, environmental policy, especially now. I mean, President Trump was kind of an interruption of these suicidal policies, to some extent, because he couldn't affect policy in every area. But now they're back on track.
And, they are.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, as most people know, I'm a big Second Amendment supporter. Biden promised that he would confiscate our firearms. He named Beto O'Rourke as being the guy who would be the lead man to take over confiscating our firearms. If you want to start a war, come to Missouri or Texas or any number of other states. There's Bernie Sanders, by the way, and try to take our guns and see how far that goes.
Yeah, that's going to be, again, the weight of tradition. There are things, there are states that have in their state constitution the right to bear arms for self-defense. So
absolutely.
That's, it's not going to be easy for the federal government to get rid of that. We will see if there is a terror bill in the new administration. It's been promised. We don't know if it's, you know, if they're serious, that's going to create a backlash for sure, that they may not, if they're so afraid of the population of the country that they have 30,000 troops in Washington, there just aren't enough troops if they are.
Well, the troops have all been disarmed. They've had all their ammunition. The troops in Washington, D.C. have had all their ammunition taken away from them, so they're basically just there as movie props. A soldier with no ammunition in his weapon is basically just standing there taking up space is all he is. Bernie Sanders, by the way, his attire looks like he's ready to go to the hardware store. He doesn't look like he's ready for a major event to take place.
Really? How is he dressed?
He has on the same kind of jacket that somebody would wear going to a football game or a hardware store on a Saturday morning. Just a casual jacket. Yep. That's all. Yep.
Well, you know, he probably thought he was going to be the one inaugurated today.
Well, he actually was a lot stronger candidate than Biden. Sanders would actually have people show up at his rallies.
Yeah, I've heard the narrative that he was cheated again of the nomination. Have you heard that?
Well, I don't have to hear it. Of course he was. If they were going to pick the most popular candidate who had the most support, it would have been Bernie Sanders, obviously, and clearly it would have been. It was summer of 2019, late spring maybe, that Biden announced an event, I think in New Hampshire, and when they found out only 60 people would show up, they canceled it. You know, Jeff, you and I could have made an announcement for an event and have more than 60 people show up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, we could. We could fill up a hotel meeting room easy, the two of us. Maybe we should do that.
yeah.
Officials, now the Marines on display here. And here's Bill Clinton and Hillary wearing masks coming down the hallway in the Capitol. Hillary has on a purple pantsuit and a waddle. And President Clinton looks fairly normal, actually, as they walk down the hallway in the United States Capitol building. So, here we are. Got about 2 minutes before the next break here, Jeff. What do you need to get out to these folks?
Well, I think a reassessment of everything is in need. Look, there has been too much misinformation, too much shallow thinking, especially on the side of patriotic people. They've accepted false narratives. They've believed in wishful thinking. We have to have realistic thinking because the best right action requires right thought. And we have to get the right thought part. You know, the instead of putting the cart before the horse, we have to get it together in our understanding of what's going on so that we can have a measured and correct approach to these things. I think that the days of shooting from the hip and trying to do things, there's nothing wrong with populism. We need the populism. But we have to have everything thought out very well by people who know what's going on.
Right. It looks like Air Force One is about to touch down in Palm Beach International. They got an image of the plane in final approach here. And more people coming into the area where the inauguration is going to take place. There's President Clinton and Hillary walking out into the area where the inauguration is going to take place and waving to people. It's a tragic, tragic day to see these communists taking over our republic. Tragic day. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Jeff Nyquist. His website, jrnyquist.blog. We got George Bush has arrived on the premises wearing a mask, doing elbow bumps, just like all the other the Democrats are all doing. Hussein Obama and his wife, Michael, are there, and they're all chuckling and being happy and and doing elbow bumps with each other. It's a national tragedy. The president's plane, Air Force One, just is, as I speak, is about to touch down here in about 4 or 5 seconds. There we go, wheels down at the airport there in Florida. Jeff, this is a sad day for our republic. If what happened November 3rd is allowed to stand, we will never win another presidential election, U.S. Senate, United States House of Representatives, another governor's race. The Democrats have a formula that can't be beaten unless it's challenged and changed. Correct, sir?
It does seem that way. Of course, Providence has lessons to teach us all. There are some moments in history where certain things cannot be changed, where the choices we've made in the past now must play out, tragically or comically, as it turns out. I think that the deficits, we didn't get to talk about the military deficits. I mean, the last February, the head of the Strategic Command said that by 2023, around sometime in 2023, our nuclear arsenal will pass its shelf life, and we won't have a new weapon until 2029. Well, that gap of not having a viable nuclear deterrent, I don't know how in the current era the country survives that. I mean, that's a pretty dire thing to say, but it's really up to the tender mercies of China and or Russia, Iran, North Korea, and I don't think they have any. So I guess we'll see what happens.
I guess we will. We will be observers of history being made here, won't we, sir?
And perhaps victims of it, yeah.
I think I just saw Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, I believe. I'm not sure. With these masks, sometimes hard to identify people. Will it be the Chief Justice Roberts giving the doing the inauguration? Do you know, sir?
I believe that's who issues the oath to the president, yes.
All right, right. Well, he's certainly a deep state guy, and not who we thought he was when he was being nominated, obviously. There's Justice Roberts there. He's got the mask where it looks like his nostrils are not quite covered up. Oh, he's picked it up over his nose. And I think Justice Kavanaugh is there also, it looks like, in addition to Roberts. You know, would all the justices be there? You know, well, I guess
if they're well enough to attend, yeah, I would expect them, and I would expect the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I would expect, most members of Congress.
Jeff, thank you, sir. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaners, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.